Adam Miklósi, member of the Hungarian Academy of Sciences, head of the Hun-Ren-Elt Comparative Ethology Research Group, will talk about how Ethology, the ethorobotics he founded, can enter the market of robotics dominated by large corporations.
Ethology is the science of behavior from a very specific biological point of view. We are studying questions connected to evolution, ecology, but also mechanism. Our main expertise are in dogs and some other animals who are living with people, for example, cats or horses. And this, our studies lasted for the last 25 years. And we found out recently that there are also other agents who are not animals, but rather machines, that also show now some kind of behavior. Moreover, they are also interacting with humans in their social group. We really have the impression that ethological knowledge can help to make these so-called social robots more useful, more acceptable, and also leading to an increased performance in the human society.
How can the research group join such a large market, such a research area? What can it show in terms of innovation?
I think the problem with the companies is that they usually don't discuss or don't negotiate with people who know more about the behavior in general. And when you are planning a robot that also has to behave and interact with humans in a very useful way, then you need that kind of insights, how to make a good algorithm or program to get a useful robot.
Do you already have partnerships with large companies that can benefit from the knowledge of the research group?
We have started to look for such companies, or actually also universities or other research institutes, where such robots are being designed. And at the moment, we have some interactions, yes, with some companies where we trying out our insights, for example, how attachment-like behaviors can be programmed successfully in these robots to facilitate the interaction with humans.
What do you think is the future of robotics and social robots?
I don't expect that social robots will change our life in a short term. However, in the next 5 to 10 years, one should expect a huge increase in the presence of this kind of robots in human communities. So, although these robots are far from being comparable to any living being, like for example for humans, but if they are designed well and they have a very acceptable social behavior, they can execute very specific tasks that could help humans to gain more free time or quality time for doing other jobs.